Pope Francis has died on this Easter Monday at the age of 88. His significance in Philadelphia goes way back. We touch base with Tom McDonald this morning. Tom.
Well, it goes back to 2015 when he was a new pope and came to Philadelphia as part of a nationwide conference on the family. The pope was well received in Philadelphia. He even spoke from Independence Hall on the same lectern Abraham Lincoln used for the Gettysburg Address. Now, what happens now, there is a noon mass at the Cathedral Basilica. There will also be an official period of mourning. Following the period of mourning, the cardinals get together. That is the church hierarchy. You might have seen the movie Conclave. They get together and decide who the next pope will be. Jen?
Thank you. Tom McDonald reporting this morning. New Jersey has launched a new initiative to help those in crisis. WHYY's David Matthau tells us about the new program.
Mobile crisis outreach response teams are dispatched to non-life-threatening situations when people contact Jersey's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. 988 is the nationwide three-digit dialing code for suicide prevention and mental health or substance use crisis. The State Department of Human Services awarded $16 million to five different organizations operating in all 21 counties to get the program going. Response teams are currently available from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, Monday through Friday, but 24/7 coverage will begin in the near future. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
At a budget hearing coming up this morning, the New Jersey Assembly is expected to discuss Governor Phil Murphy's proposed school budget for next year. Governor Murphy's plan limits any aid increases to school districts at 6% while capping aid cuts at 3%. Dr. Michael Hayes is a public policy professor at Rutgers Camden. He calls this a smart political move because it limits how much money growing districts can get and softens the blow for districts facing losses.
You can sort of soften the damage by not giving such a big increase to people who, in theory, because the formula would suggest they should receive more, they're not going to receive that.
Under Governor Murphy's proposal, Newark, the state's largest city, is receiving the most in aid, followed by Paterson, Trenton, Camden, and Elizabeth. Jersey City, the second largest city, stands to lose the most money, followed by Woodbridge, Edison, Union City, and the Passaic County Vocational School District. Sports, the Marlins beat the Phillies Sunday 7-5 at the park. And the Phils, they start a road trip. Their first stop is a set with the Mets that begins tonight. Aaron Nola starts on the mound for the Phils. Tyler McGill starts for the Mets. And the forecast today, a cloudy day overall in Philadelphia as we get up to 67 degrees. Clouds and 56 degrees at 9:07. This is WHYY.